All right, we're going to go ahead. Call to order the Boulder Ridge Public Infrastructure District. Today is Monday, September 30th. It's 9:05. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. We do have a quorum of the board. For everyone who's on the call, if you could state your name for the record and the recording, appreciate that. We'll start with the board. Jerry, do you want to start?
Jerry Eves.
Patty Eves.
Stephanie Eves.
This is Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
This is Adam Daly with Gilmore and Bell, Bond Counsel to the District.
Hi, Jennifer Gallants with Snow Jensen and Reese.
All right, that's everyone who I show on the call. Jennifer, do we have anyone there at the anchor location?
We do not.
Okay. We'll move on then to our action items. Jennifer sent out a copy of the meeting, our last board meeting minutes, September 16th. Board, have you had a chance to review those and do they look accurate to you?
Yes.
I haven't reviewed them, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes as posted.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
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 Stephanie, I'm assuming that was an aye.
Yes, aye.
Okay, great. Thank you. That was unanimous for the record. All right, we'll go to item two, which is the resolution dealing with the annexation. So, Matt, do you want to walk through that as District
Yeah.
Council?
Yeah, it's really straightforward. And again, I apologize. I don't have the resolution to put on screen for you, but what we're accomplishing with this is we are annexing the area that is in PID number two into PID number one so that it can support PID number one's bond issuance. The result of this will be that there will be one PID that covers the entire area of the project. In a future meeting, we will convene the board of PID number two, which is the same board. But we'll convene a meeting to actually dissolve PID number two so that ultimately we will be left with just the one district covering the entire project. But for today, the action is to approve the annexation so we can get that processed.
So, would I do that? Make a motion
Yeah.
approving resolution 2024-06.
That's perfect. Yep.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That is unanimous. Thanks for that. Items three and four deal with CLA. I see Shelby is here with us. Shelby, do you want to walk through those for us?
I sure can. Thanks, Michael. So, board, the first item that we have today is for the engagement of CLA for the financial forecast. So, we'll be preparing a cash flow forecast, which goes into the offering document for the bonds that we're working on. So, those fees will kind of be separate from any other regular accounting fees that we might incur and would be paid from the cost of issuance. So happy to go over any additional details and what that entails or any questions that you might have on that engagement.
So does it break down, excuse me, Jerry Eves, does it break down the specifics on the allocation of the payment of funds for your firm to handle the accounting then?
Trying to think how to answer that, Jerry. It's just kind of a completely separate engagement from the next engagement letter that we'll talk about, which is just for the ongoing recurring
All
accounting
right.
services. Does that answer your
Jerry,
question?
yes.
I have that if you want me to put that up.
If it's 20 pages long, I don't. No,
This one's
that
pretty
one's pretty
short.
short and simple.
So, not a whole lot to it. And again, you can certainly, take some more time to review this. We could always have you approve subject to your final review if you are comfortable with that.
No, this is good. Could you go to page two?
Yep.
And maybe just for some additional context, the bonds are issued by the district on the basis of a projected stream of revenue. And so this financial forecast is critical for that because the CLA will essentially provide that forecast of what that stream of revenue will be, and that will be critical for when the bonds go to market for the investors to see what the anticipated revenue is. So
Sent this in an email because I
very good. Patty's reviewed that and we're good with that. So do I need to make a motion for that or?
Yes.
I make a motion that we approve the engagement letter for CLA for District Accounting Services.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, okay. I was going to say the letter that we just looked at is the financial forecast engagement,
Oh,
separate
so
from
do I
the.
need to specify financial forecast?
Why don't we have you? Why don't we have you do that motion again, Jerry? Just since that's the one we looked at.
Thank you. My apologies. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the financial forecast engagement letter with CLA for District Accounting Services.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. Item four shall be kind of covered. And as Matt said, the financial forecast was really what the first in this engagement letter was about. So the second ones, I think, Shelby, are going to be the accounting ones. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct, Michael. And I apologize, we did not have a chance to get these in for today's meeting, so we'll send those out subsequent. I will warn you that MSA, so Master Services Agreement, and then the Statement of Work together, those are pretty lengthy. I don't know if it's 20 pages, but it's probably pretty close. So this really would cover just again the recurring ongoing accounting services that we would provide for the district. So high level, that includes the quarterly financial statements that are required both for state transparency compliance as well as likely will be required for continuing disclosure requirements of the bonds. We will work with you and the legal team on the preparation and coordination of the annual budget, annual audit, and then kind of any other, accounting related items that fall within that. So, I think today my recommendation again to your comfort level would be if you would want to approve that subject to final review since you don't have that document in front of you today.
And
Again.
I would agree with that, but when you send those out, we can review them and then, but you'll send them out so that we can DocuSign them or live sign them as the case may be.
Yes, we will.
Very good. Then I would make a motion that we approve the MSA and SOW agreements with Clifton Allen Larson. Subject to our final review.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Stephanie. Just to clarify, it's CLA, so Larson and Allen should be flipped. So
See, oh,
that's a typo on our
Clifton
end. So,
Larson. Okay, sorry.
yeah, no, that's not on you, that's on us. So, just for the record, just wanted that to be for CLA, Clifton Larson Allen. All right, so we have a motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Jerry, Patty, did I hear you with an
Yes.
aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry.
Okay,
Thank you.
perfect. Thank you. That's unanimous. Did we not cover the open and public meetings in our last board meeting?
We didn't cover it in the first one. We had to cut the meeting short, so this was added on today.
All right. You guys have an extra couple minutes. We can go through it. So,
Absolutely.
okay, this is stuff that the state auditor requires, not only the auditor, but in the code, the Open and Public Meetings Act code section of the code. We have to have this every year. So I'll go through it pretty fast. So
I
we have
think
to
we did
do
this. Is this, isn't that our certificates we sent in?
that was a
That's
different
this.
training.
Okay.
That's this one down below. The new board member training. If you did it
Okay.
online, that's that. So the Open a Public Meetings Act, it's going to be pretty similar stuff, Jerry.
Very good.
So
We can go
I'll
ahead.
just really high level. State requires us to do all of our district meetings in an open and public fashion. So we have to allow the public to participate. So you'll see down here on the agenda how we list the Zoom meeting, a link for the public to come participate. Again, they have to be open and public. We can only do business as a district when we have a quorum. So we have to have two of the three of you in order to conduct any official business. We have to list the date, the time, the place on the agenda. The agenda items have to have some specificity to it. We just can't put on, we'll take today's just an agreement. You know, for CLA, we just can't list agreement. We have to list with some specificity what it is that you guys are going to be taking any action on. We have to post all of the meeting and meeting materials on the Open and Public Meetings website. That way, the public can go there and look. Also, all of the board members' information we have to post. We have to post it there on the Open and Public Meetings website, as well as the Lieutenant Governor's Entity Registry. Again, that way the public can look if there's any issues, they can contact the board, they can be part of the meetings. We do have minutes that are taken, so we have to record each meeting. Those have to be published within 72 hours on the website, plus, then we have to do written minutes. A synopsis of what happened during the meeting. The written minutes are technically the approved final minutes. They're the official minutes of the board meeting that's taken place. There is a chance you can close a meeting and conduct some discussions outside of the public if there's going to be any commercial records, anything that would hurt. Let's say the development company, if there were some prior proprietary information, trade secrets, commercial information, we can go into close to talk about those. If there's going to be any appraisals, any strategy for acquiring any land, we can do that in a closed session as well. If there's any issues with character competency of any employees or board members, health reasons, we can go into closed session for those. Anything collective bargaining, litigation, we could go in to strategize about those things. If the district were to do any security type measures, so come up with a security plan, if personnel, if we, you know, had sensitive documents dealing with those. We could close any criminal investigations. We could close for those closed meetings have to be recorded as well. We have to keep minutes, but those are kept closed. And the only way somebody from the public could try to get access to any closed meetings is they have to go to court in order to get it. So pretty locked in. Matt will walk us through if we ever would need to go in, the legalities, those things. We would have to state on the record why we're going in. Now, in a closed session, we cannot take formal action. You have to take a motion to go in, you have to take a motion to come out. If we were to take any official action, we would do that in the open part, but we would craft the motion so it wouldn't. We wouldn't have to disclose all of the details that we discussed. We would take kind of a generalized motion when we were done. So that's as fast as I can get through what the Open and Public Meetings Act talks about. So, you guys have any questions?
I think you are very thorough on that. I mean, that's a, like you said, a half hour of training in 5 minutes.
Well,
Thank you.
Matt and I have done it enough times that we talk about it all the time on what it is we need to cover and those things. So, and then have you guys done that online training?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And Stephanie, you've done it as well?
Yes, I completed
that's
it.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's all the stuff that I have. Do you guys have anything that you want to bring to the rest of the board or to our attention that you need us to cover?
Not specifically. I got some questions for Matt, but it's more in the development side than the PID side. Well, okay. You know what? It isn't either. So
if you want, Jerry, we can close the meeting and then have the discussions.
Let's do that.
Okay. If we could take a motion to close or adjourn the board meeting, that would be perfect.
I make a motion to adjourn the board meeting.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. We are adjourned.